It's called the Plastiki, and it looks like a giant boat built from packing tape with bottles stuck to its side for flotation. It'll be the main attraction at Southern Methodist University's Engineering and Humanity Week. It's a program that brings students, engineers, architects, and academics from around the world together at Fair Park and on campus. But the Plastiki wasn't created for this event specifically. It was built to sail across the Pacific in 2010 and raise awareness about trash and waste.
You know, I always do laugh when people say to me, how was your cruise?
That's David de Rothschild of the well-known banking family. The adventurer and environmentalist created the boat and decided to bring it to Dallas in large part because of SMU's Engineering and Humanity program, which focuses on sustainability and innovation. De Rothschild spent 128 days crossing the world's largest ocean in this boat, crammed in a pretty small space with his crew.
You know, if you're agoraphobic, it's not for you, but it's basically, you know, here you are with this endless horizon, but you're contained on this floating platform.
The Plastiki will return to the water, well, a few inches of it at least, when it's placed in Fair Park's Art Deco fountain. Matthew Gray also sailed on the boat and was responsible for getting Plastiki to Dallas. He watches as the metal chains attaching her to the truck are removed.
As you'd expect after any huge journey, like crossing the ocean with a boat like this, there are some incidences. You run into coral atolls and you kind of get battered by the waves.
There are barnacles.
We've got barnacles. We've got a little family of crabs and some shrimp. We kind of gave it as much of a clean as we could, but this is what we've got.
It's no pristine museum piece, and you definitely wouldn't want to take a sip from any of the 2-liter bottles. But Gray says the boat's dinginess gives it personality. Besides, the idea was to create something from reclaimed material that could ultimately be recycled.
One of the issues with boats, typically because they're made out of fiberglass, is that you can't recycle them. So there are thousands of boats that are not being used but are still lying around and can't be reused or recycled. So we really wanted to make sure Plastiki could be reused.
The Plastiki represents the kinds of creative ideas this week is all about. For example, the glue that holds the platoons of Plastiki together is concocted from sugar and cashew nuts.
And we use the glue there as a sort of stabilizing agent to kind of fill holes and that kind of thing in and amongst these big bolts that we put through the beams to keep it all together.
Gray says you could actually remove the bolts and recycle the entire boat. But don't worry, Plastiki won't be turned into T-shirts or carpets anytime soon. After its short float in the fountain, the boat's off to the plaza of the Perot Museum of Nature and Science for the summer. 3 years after finishing its voyage across the Pacific, Plastiki is beginning another journey to inspire people across North Texas. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.